a memorable moment here for our X Games history, and we're set to announce some breaking news. Can't wait to unveil that. But in the meantime, I want to introduce you to some people that really made today possible. We could not be here if it wasn't for some of these folks, really all out here, but especially for these up here. So without further ado, I just want to acknowledge and introduce, and I'm sure they'll have some things to say in just a little bit. First off, we have the chair of the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, Michelle Kelm-Helgen. City Council President Barbara Johnson. City Council Member Jacob Fry. President and CEO of Neat Minneapolis, Melvin Tennant. And the Executive Director of Sports Minneapolis, Scott Romaine. I think he's in the front. There he is, folks. Give him a hand. And how about this? Minnesota native and X Games skateboard street medalist, Alec Majerus, joining us here. And I cannot forget the GM of U.S. Bank Stadium, Patrick Talty. Literally would not be here without him. And one of our fearless leaders, the Vice President of ESPN's X Games, Tim Reed, rounding out the lineup. All right. So how about that moment we've all been waiting for, huh? Without further ado, it is my distinct privilege to officially announce Minneapolis, Minnesota, as the brand new home of the X Games summer events. And you all thought Kevin Durant going to Golden State was the biggest move of the summer. Right here. So just for the official tags, X Games Minneapolis 2017 going down next July 13th through the 16th. And then X Games Minneapolis 2018 dates will be July 19th through the 22nd. We are so hyped, the X Games family, and I'm sure everyone here is too. I'm all in, obviously, and how can you not be? Look at this place that we get to call home. U.S. Bank Stadium, without a doubt, the envy of 31 other NFL franchises come the fall. And this is becoming Sportstown USA, isn't it? The defending NFC North champs will christen this thing in the fall. Your Minnesota Vikings. X Games next summer. I believe you're hosting something called a Super Bowl in 2018. And the Final Four in 2019. It is a good time to be in Minneapolis, isn't it? And what a privilege it is to call it home. So next up, I would love to just hear from some of these folks that really made the vision a reality. So please welcome up Michelle.
Well, thank you all so much for being here today. We are so excited to host 2017 and 2018 X Games. It's just amazing. On behalf of the governor, I want to thank everyone that was involved in putting together this successful bid. But most of all, I want to thank ESPN for and X Games for placing your trust in us. I promise you, we will not disappoint you. X Games will be the first large-scale event that's held here next summer. It will be an amazing way to kick off all the big events that will eventually come to this stadium. And I think it's perfectly appropriate that this cutting-edge, iconic building can host the most cutting-edge sport of anything, which is X Games. I think it's going to be just the perfect partnership. I just want to tell you all, we plan on being the best venue in 2017 and 2018. And we think it's going to be hard for you to find a better home than Minneapolis moving forward. And just maybe you'll decide to stay. Thank you all very much. We are so excited. We are all in.
Well, thank you all for joining us today, and what a great event. What a chance to showcase Minneapolis's vitality. Minneapolis is a great place for sports, but for arts, for culture, for music, all of the things that the X Games offer. We are just delighted to be the host for this event. I've seen the X Games in Colorado. It's a great, great time to have the Summer Games in Minneapolis. So thank you so much for choosing us. And as Michelle said, we will do it up really well. Thank you.
So I am beyond pumped right now because the X Games are coming to Minneapolis. You know, great cities, they find ways to set themselves apart and highlight what's cool. Now, we know we're cool. We know we're healthy. We know we're, like, incredibly good-looking, but the rest of the country doesn't necessarily know that. And that's all going to change after the X Games in 2017 and again in 2018. We're going to be able to highlight that which sets us apart. So, you know, a huge thank you to the X Games and ESPN. You know, you guys have put together just an extraordinary event. I mean, if you look at Austin, it was 45,000 people per day that were attending these events, not to mention, you know, streaming over ESPN over the next several months. I mean, this is a major opportunity for our city to highlight it as a young, hip, and cool population. And, of course, we know we all are. And also a big thank you to Sports Minneapolis as well. You know, you guys were working like dogs the last several months, and obviously it paid off, and we now have the X Games.
This is a great, great day for the city. And so, Jacob, we're cool and we're good-looking, huh? All right. Even me? All right. So we are delighted that the X Games has chosen Minneapolis for the next 2 years. It's been a labor of love for a lot of our team members, and it really fits nicely with the way in which we want to market our city to a much younger demographic and really highlight those great, great activities and just the way that we live here in Minneapolis. So we're just very, very delighted. So much has been said by our previous speakers, but I would be remiss if I didn't thank just a few people from our team who, in spite of the fact that everybody touched this bit on our team, and I really risk someone being mad at me for not mentioning everyone, but the first person I want to mention is the former chair of Meet Minneapolis, Mr. Rob Moore. Mr. Rob Moore had the vision for Sports Minneapolis several years ago. And so, obviously, this has really, really paid off well. But several team members, you've already heard Scott Romaine, the executive director of Sports Minneapolis. Where's Matt Meunier? Where's Matt? So Matt had a son 2 weeks ago today, so congratulations to Matt. And so now you got another baby called the X Games. Congratulations. Also want to acknowledge Nick Lieferman, the young man who designed the logo that is now being used, and also one other individual, Bridget Kiley, who I'm not sure if she's here or not, but certainly want to thank those four individuals, as well as everyone else that made this happen. As Michelle said, we're going to make you proud and make it difficult for you not to stay here forever. Thank you very, very much.
What an exciting announcement. X Games, this is our first pinnacle event at US Bank Stadium, and the whole team at SMG is excited to be able to host this event and put this in our portfolio of events. This is going to be an amazing event and one that is going to, I think, blow all the patrons away. They're going to see stuff that defies gravity, as we saw earlier. It is amazing. And I have to say to ESPN now, this is great. It was a lot of work to get here. But for us, the work now begins tomorrow. And actually getting ready for this event, because we are less than a year away. And coming from a content company, I know how important this event is. And ESPN has grown this event, made this a global force, and we are proud that you chose us to be the steward of that event for 2 years. We will make you proud. We will deliver great customer service, and your fans, as Michelle said, will have a hard time ever leaving Minnesota. So thank you again for choosing us. We're excited, and we're ready to get to work.
What's up, everybody? I'm super excited to have X Games be in my hometown. I think it's going to be really influential for all the youngins to see the action sports go down, and I think that it'll be a lot of motivation for kids to want to be in the X Games someday themselves. And that's about it.
Thanks. I'm not sure who Alec thinks of as youngins, but I'd put you in that category for sure. So there's nothing more exciting for us than, I think, coming to a new city. A lot of our groups here, we've had the fortunate circumstance of doing events all over the world, and there's nothing that I think replaces that anticipation, that excitement of coming to a new venue. And you know, clearly Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically has our group fully amped up to put on a pretty awesome event. So we're fired up for that. And I think what you'll get with our group, we have a lot of passion for the event that we produce, and tons of pride in what we do, how we do it, and I think that's what we're looking forward to sharing and working alongside everyone here and all the teams here, and I think that's what you'll get out of us. So we're really looking forward to sharing that experience. And you know, I don't think I need to describe Minneapolis. Jacob did it all too well. It's hip, it's healthy, feels young, it's vibrant. And I think being able to combine that with a beautiful facility like U.S. Bank, you know, putting those two things together, I think it puts us in a great position to produce a really, really amazing event. So I just want to thank everyone up here, Michelle and Mark, Jacob, Melvin, all the different groups, and Pat from U.S. Bank. It really did take a lot of people. I think it's worth mentioning Ryan McGinnis from our end did kind of a nonstop work on the great bear. A lot of work went into it, but you know, we're looking forward to sharing you know, hopefully 2 years and maybe more, Michelle, but we'll see, of memorable memories. So to kind of help position, what's that? To help kind of bring this all to life, we put together a quick video to you know, help visualize what we think is going to be an awesome 2 years. So thank you. Thanks for everyone, and looking forward to getting this going.
And welcome to the first Extreme Games. Along with Susie Culver, I'm Chris Fowler.
Welcome to San Diego, the X Games West Coast debut.
San Francisco is the hardcore capital of the planet.
X Games 2001, Philadelphia, PA.
From Los Angeles, California,
welcome to X Games Austin.
X Games has a new home. We're saying goodbye to Austin, Texas, and moving north to the land of 10,000 lakes. For the next 2 years, X Games will be held in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis is one of the greenest cities in the United States, and some of the top athletes in X Games history hail from the state of Minnesota.
Alec Majerus on his final run.
Oh, he is just so good at kicking.
The recently completed state-of-the-art U.S. Bank Stadium is the new home of the Minnesota Vikings, and now also the home of X Games. All the great music, lifestyle, and action sports all right here. So join us for the inaugural X Games Minneapolis. All the action kicks off July 13, 2017. For more info, head over to xgames.com/Minneapolis and make sure you mark your calendars.
I just got chills. Probably because I was in that video, but I got chills. You know, funny thing about that, I have to give credit where credit's due to the Bowers that be for keeping this announcement under wraps. Last week, I'm in L.A., for the ESPYs, and I get a text message from one of my bosses. This was on Tuesday, and he says, "Brando, we need you to fly to the new host city first thing Thursday morning to film that video." I go, "Where shall I fly to?" He responds about an hour later, "I'll have more details for you end of day tomorrow." Oh, the day before I'm supposed to fly to this mystery destination. But I did get the call, and it was Minneapolis, and obviously we're so psyched about that.